It may be one bear or multiple bears that have been getting into people's food and tents on Sand Island. Apostle Island's superintendent, Bob Krummenacher, says a bear even got onto someone's boat in broad daylight.
For this individual, quite the surprise, and he ran and did all the right things. He made a lot of noise, and he said, "Get off my boat," and the bear did react. So the good news is this bear runs away when frightened. The bad news is he's got a really short memory, and he comes right back.
Krummenacher says the bear hasn't been aggressive with people yet, and they want to keep it that way. So they're closing all access to Sand Island. He says they're working with the campers who had reservations on the remote island. Krummenacher says it's unclear how long the island will be closed. He says due to budget cuts at the National Park Service, they have fewer rangers that could solely focus on the bear. As time allows, rangers will simulate camping activity on the island. Krummenacher says if the bear approaches the camping areas, they'll train it to stay away by making loud noises and shooting non-lethal objects at it.
Basically, we try to make the bear's life uncomfortable when they get into a camp. We've got some training to do that, and we hope that the bear learns those lessons, but it's not a science.
Krummenacher says bears get to the islands by swimming across Lake Superior from the mainland. Bear populations are established on other islands. Krummenacher says people visiting the Apostle Islands should always keep their food on them or stored in a bear-proof container. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.